Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel carried out airstrikes overnight in the Gaza Strip, including one early Thursday that the Israeli military said killed the head of Islamic Jihad's rocket squad. The strikes came amid a multi-day burst of violence with Israeli raids in the West Bank and cross-border rocket fire from Palestinian militants. Officials from both sides said Egypt was working to broker a ceasefire. The violence has left at least 23 Palestinians dead since Tuesday, including three senior Islamic Jihad commanders and 10 civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a televised address late Wednesday that no Israelis had been injured. Netanyahu said his forces had dealt a harsh blow to the militants, but that Israel's operation was not over. Pakistani troops were deployed Thursday in the country's capital and two of the country's four provinces after days of violent unrest sparked by the arrest of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. A special anti-graft court on Wednesday ordered Khan to remain in custody for 8 days, while another indicted him on separate corruption charges. Khan appeared before the two tribunals that were set up inside the high-security police headquarters in Islamabad one day after his dramatic arrest and detention by paramilitary troops outside a courtroom elsewhere in the capital. The 70-year-old opposition leader was arrested Tuesday as he prepared to attend a hearing on the dozens of charges against him, among them terrorism, corruption, and treason. His arrest sparked nationwide protests and deadly clashes between his supporters and riot police. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has acknowledged that no progress has been made to end the deadly violence in Myanmar. He made the assessment Thursday during the last day of a two-day summit of leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. This is VOA News. ASEAN negotiated a five-point peace plan with Myanmar's military rulers in 2021, shortly after they overthrew the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. But the junta has yet to implement the plan, which has led to criticism of ASEAN as irrelevant. The coup triggered massive protests across the country. The military responded with a brutal crackdown on protesters that has evolved into open warfare. Data released Thursday shows a record 71.1 million people worldwide were internally displaced last year due to conflicts such as the war in Ukraine and natural disasters. The Geneva-based Internal Displacement Monitoring Center said that figure represented a 20% increase since 2021. The IDMC said that nearly three-quarters of the world's displaced people live in 10 countries, including Syria, Afghanistan, Ukraine, and Sudan, due to conflicts that prompted significant displacement. The war in Ukraine alone triggered nearly 17 million displacements. The number of people internally displaced by disasters like floods and famine increased by 45% to 8.7 million. In his high-profile return to mainstream news since his defeat in 2020, former President Donald Trump, during a CNN town hall-style program, repeatedly amplified his baseless claim that his loss to President Joe Biden was the result of a rigged election. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
At a college auditorium in the early primary state of New Hampshire, Donald Trump, seeking to return to office in next year's presidential election, praised his supporters who violently stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, in a failed attempt to prevent the transfer of power. For more than an hour, Trump was given multiple opportunities by CNN's Caitlin Collins to belatedly concede defeat.
We had a rigged election, I'm sorry to say it.
The election was not rigged, Mr. President. You can't keep saying that all night long.
Trump, in front of a supportive crowd of Republicans and independents, also hedged when asked whether he'd accept the outcome of the 2024 general election.
Yeah, if I think it's an honest election, absolutely, I would.
Polls show Trump, who faces multiple state and federal investigations, leading all other declared and undeclared Republicans for the party's 2024 presidential nomination. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A new study finds an experimental skin patch shows promise to treat toddlers who are highly allergic to peanuts. The only treatment now for children 4 and older who can consume a special powder to train their bodies to tolerate an accidental bite. The patch aims for similar treatment absorbed through the skin. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.